Blog Talk Radio.
God bless this mess, this test we pass.
We do to get off my chest and to really bother me, especially for poor people, and specifically black people, is that for some particular reason we are unable or to identify our enemy. We are fighting an invisible war. There is, you can't deny that it's there. Anytime you have a specific group of people leading in everything that's freaking crazy, whether it's prostate cancer, whether it's infertility, whether it's abortion, whether it's fibroid tumors, whatever need, and whatever you want to pick, that is diabetes, hypertension. We, as African descendants, and I have to say that I ain't with all the African Americans, you know, and Africans that are enslaved. Because I want you to keep understanding that your very presence here is a freaking crime. You can't lose sight of that. And it's a political season, and I know everybody's like, you know, hey, think of that, because we all have to get together. We all got to look. Personally, I ain't even with all that. I tell you what to do with your particular vote or life. But at one time, I was the main person that would beat any and everybody to the poll. And I figured relatives that were in my recent history and were slaughtered for the right to vote, that's the only reason to get up to it. Okay? It doesn't mean that I believe that it's going to change anything. I really believe it's a program. And until we begin to break down the programming, it still won't change. So when you're really voting, in my opinion, you really just like, it's like when you have a car in the mud and it's just spinning and the shit ain't going no place. That's what it's akin to when you when you vote for these people that are on the damn ballot that you have no idea how the hell they got there because you don't know them. And they've been selected for you to elect, and you don't know where the hell they come from. More than likely, they don't have your because if they did, we wouldn't be in the condition that we're in today. We have in political offices that we've ever had in the history of our existence here, we have more people in positions that, man, I said 100 years would have never believed that we would hold. But yet, as a mass of people, are worse off and than they were when we were released from our captive. Now, this is some crazy shit. Okay. One half of 1% of the wealth of this is what you had in 1865, okay, when you were released. 2012, you have one half of 1% of the wealth that your ancestors built for free, and they worked from can't see night. And then, to make matters worse, you have the same people raped and robbed your people and put you pretty much in this condition with free labor. Because I'm sure any one of these corporations and telling you to pick yourself up by your bootstraps, if they could advance and prosper, y'all think they're doing some damage now. Wow. Just think of free labor. So not for 50 years, not for 100 years, but their asses went crazy. 400 something years, they had free labor from. Now, what make you think if you inherit the DNA of the slave, the very essence of the trauma that happened to your ancestors, what in the hell make you think that ain't in your? If you think a self-esteem is not an issue with all black people, then you are highly mistaken. You are full of it. And you know what? You need to really give us some of that juice that you got, because as a man, we need help. And if you are only concerned about yourself, okay, then Satan is for naught. But because before we were captured, we were not people. We cared about one another. We have a mind that is not our own. So the war that's invisible because we don't understand how to get up out of this condition that we're in. While education is the key to shit. You have to have right education. Because if you're going to one of these institutions in one or universities to come out and European civilization, I mean, hey, what great service is that to you and your people? And then when you look at this and the curriculum that is being taught, if there was some power in movement, then the children wouldn't be dropping the hell out, and they would be staying in something because there would be something in there to hold them there. So if you fade up in there and you regurgitate now to our babies, it's not working. Okay, because collectively, what? Again, about 3 sands left in the hourglass. So that last shit, time going to run out on you. It really is. Because they have, in certain terms, I think the Europeans and the ones who run the society have shown us that they're sick of our black asses. The worst part about it is they done stole us, brought us over here, worked us like damn dogs, take our money, make us pay taxes for a police force that brutalize us, and we are still powerless to do anything about it. and we're powerless to reunite, to unite with ourselves, to get ourselves. That got to be the biggest mass damn programming that I've ever seen in my life. And so it's going to be a real brutal type of programming to break this chain of a mind of a damn slave. Hey, that's what we are. We just high-tech, high-trained slaves. Most of us. It's the same setup. Harriet Tubman says she could have freed 1,000 more if she could have just convinced you were slaves. In an invisible war, the first thing you got to understand is the part that religion plays in this damn thing. Religion is so ingrained in our fiber because the African is a very spiritual being and he has the need to worship. So from his very being, as the first human that broke the planet, he has an innate need to be one in worship with the Creator. You got to realize, for a long time, nigga, they didn't even let you read the Bible. Okay? When they found you worshiping and going somewhere doing what they consider practicing voodoo, you beat your ass. Okay. Now you had to get that up out of you. So this mass program that the Willie Lynch throwed on us, it tied all in with the religion, is the reason why we can't get our minds right. So power, and from the deities that you worship in, basically is really giving you an emotional high. I might as well go to the corner and take you in the back alley somewhere and shoot you up with some damn heroin. Because the high is euphoric and it's just the same thing. Because all you got is a bunch of empty words, a bunch of sayings, a bunch of rhetoric, and the word is not aligned. Because everybody that you touch, their lives don't. And if the word and God and something in France and the people ain't even coming out when you pass their way, that means you setting off the same damn programming that you've been in us is all mixed up and can't believe it. So now we at the point now with black folks that we're rigid. I would suggest that you all get more on a metaphysical level. You continue to worship these deities like Jesus and, you know, Catholic doctrine type of systems. We're going to continue to be enslaved by you. And that's a very good tool for the master, because he all being in the church to keep our people sick and dummy down and unable to connect with to real power. Because the queen and all those, the crown and all them, they connecting to the real power. That's why they got what they got. And they told them, and got you speaking in tongues, going to the bookstore, your tongues. You forgot your tongues. What type of craziness is this? You need to put that just a minute now and just reconnect. I'm going to tell you who you need to connect to. You need to just start calling on your ancestors. You need to get back to your ancestors. You need to go back to your right mind, because this is the invisible war we're fighting every day. It's ourself. Then you got the unwillingness or inability to read deep information. Now, most of us will admit, from the time we came out of our damn mama's wounds, we've been broke. If you don't want to admit that, then you got a bigger problem than I think. Oh, my God, you really need some work. And it's not to help you. I don't have time. I don't got time for that one. But we've been programmed. So if grandmama great, 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 great grandmama, when she got on that slave ship, then you need more help. And these are the questions that we need to ask ourselves. How thank Jesus, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, when they put that damn net on them and chains around their neck. That's what they call it, the blood of Jesus. Was they doing that? And no, then maybe you need to get back to whatever it was that mindset had. It was slave. It is no embarrassment, it is no shame in the fact that your ancestors were enslaved. It is only shame. You are ashamed to admit and deal with that and then say, okay, now how we going to do that? We so-called think we going to live in peace with every damn day with all this bullshit, all this rhetoric. It ain't happening. Because just like you carry the pain of your great, 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 great grandmama and grandfather, they carry the same hateful DNA of their great, 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 great grandfather as well. Now, when some, it's an exception, and they know who they are. I ain't got time to worry about which snake is what. But I'm trying to tell you, they ain't changed. They don't change, okay? That's just the way it is. The natural enemy of the cat is a dog. You need to live together, okay? Sometimes they get to playing kind of rough, and you because if you don't, you're gonna have fur flying all around your damn living room because the dog is gonna swing the damn cat, and he probably will lose a few eyes, two. To be more specific. So my point here is, we can't keep saying, I know some good white people, and I know some good. That is irrelevant. I do too. And I don't have anything against white people. I just got some to say to black people. We need to wake up because we got somebody invisibly really killing us, and we not understanding the concept. So we need to read some books. You know, we need to get back to Stolen Legacy by George James. You know, or the destruction of a black civilization by Chancellor Williams. You know, we got to open up our minds, first of all, and read some of these books that they didn't allow you to read in school because you already know what you read, what you felt in black history was something to make you just wish the whole damn day was over with. Because I know we had a vast history before slavery. And they don't want to deal with that. And that's why we're in the condition that we're in. Why don't you try The Falsification of Your African Consciousness by Amos Wilson? We need to understand that these things are very important. And we need to give it to our kids that's reading. Because they being programmed. Let me ask you something. How in the world can your enemy educate you? Let's just use some common damn sense here. Why would your enemy educate you to compete with him? Why would he do it? Would you? You most certainly would not. So don't be so damn passive and fearful in your mind that you don't want to challenge the thought process that has been put on you. All I can say is just as brutal, in my opinion, just as brutal as that Willie Lynch programming was to get us in this damn condition that we in now, right? You know, it's going to take a programming just as brutal to get our behinds out of it. I'm saying what I know. I'm saying what a fact is. I've been on the planet long enough now that I can say these things. Okay? I can say it. Unhypocritically, unabashedly, and unafraid. Because Dr. King had to have a march on fear. Because we scared, y'all. See, we've been beat, and that beating is still in your DNA, too. And they didn't give you a free trinkets, a few trinkets, you don't want to lose your house. Not only that, you don't want to challenge Master. Tell the truth. You don't want to challenge. You don't want to get your money right. Don't say because we can't and we done. We spent $1.9 trillion in this damn economy. And we gave it back to him, but we don't produce and we don't distribute any damn thing. We cannot be a, we are on our way. We three grains from being a permanent, perpetual underclass. White supremacy stays alive, and it stays well. And that's for real. It stays alive, it stays well, it stays healthy. As long as we got this religion in our mind, as long as we have the inability or the unwillingness to read deprogram information, how are we going to get ourselves, our minds up out of this shit that we've been dealing with? How are we going to get our minds up out of this? Listen, if y'all, you know, listen, you know I can go on forever, but if you want to holler at me, call 310-982-4136. There's not a lot of time. I appreciate you being there. If you're just listening, I thank you for that. 310-982-4136 if you want to get in on this with me. Otherwise, the last component I think is real important is the self-hatred. Wow. We too self-absorbed and egocentric, you know. We all an ego. And I know where the source of that is. I know that the source of that comes from being a proud people. We were in Africa, we were very proud warriors for the brothers, queens for the sisters. We were ornate people, yes. We wore the big diamonds and jewelry all across our neck, in our ears, and all around our wrists. So sometimes when I see the young brothers in the South in the dirty where they want to flag up their mouth, I know where it comes from on a subconscious level. That's what I mean when I say information travels through your DNA. They don't even know why they do that to their teeth. But I can show you some tribes in Africa who have teeth the same way. Okay? And all that jewelry. So listen, we're not going to get stuck on that. The thing is, we need those warriors. We need those folks out in the street. We need one thought process. Because the Jews have many ways they go. But guess what? They know how to pull their resources together. You don't see Laotians and Arabs, or, and I won't say the Arabs because I know they got a lot of time, but you don't see the Laotians sitting down at City Hall or whatever talking about they're going to march and who's their candidate and they're going to do the, you know, they just take care of business. They handle their business and they don't be giving a damn how y'all run y'all damn politics because they know it's all bullshit. You're putting your own life that God gave you outside yourself and you're depending on something else, a system to resurrect you. Oh my God. Listen, Savior's Day is coming up. For those of you who don't care for the Honorable Minister LaFarrakhan for whatever reason, you need to understand who he is and what he is on the planet at this time for us as people. Not just African people or Hispanic people. What he is on the planet for all of us. The reason why most of us don't want to acknowledge or even deal with him and his message, again, is because of programming. You've been programming, you've been given sound bites and that what he said about Jews, and never sound bites what Jews say about niggers. And they've been pieced and put together to incite and inflame you with rhetoric. But that's the heart of Minister Farrakhan. It's not the brother I know. And the brother that I've known since 1974. I refuse to bite that information. Okay? Now, I want you all of us, to take a hard, good look at ourselves. because in that sense, it is true. Michael Jackson said you got to start with the person in the mirror. Asking what yourself, what you do to contribute to white supremacy every day. And if it affects every aspect of our lives without us knowing on a conscious level, why don't you just take the time today and walk real slow, tread real lightly, real lightly. Don't just get angry. Don't get angry. Okay, because that emotion, it's healthy for a second, but then you have to go to, okay, what am I going to do to desensitize my Willie Lynch chip? Because that's all that's about now. What is it in my religious doctrine and programming that is helping me remain a slave? How can I retain my spirituality and without getting engulfed in religion? These are some of the questions that we have to take our time and ask ourselves if we are ever, ever to get out of this mess that these people have done to us. And they've done it, they're so brutal, like I said, and to get their programming across, they'll kill their own. So they some real dirty, they some dirty killers. It is the synagogue of Satan that we live in. That's where we live. Okay? So these people will stop at nothing. They haven't, and they won't. You see what they did to get the programming started. The thing about it is 2012 is bringing on a whole different understanding on the planet. That's what 2012 is about. And it's about Dr. King having that march on fear, except the march is going to be done in your mind. We don't need to get out there and march no more. We don't need to do that. We need to be wise now. We need to start understanding what we're spending our dollars. Don't spend your dollars with these people when you hear the Fox News and these hosts that got the nerve that a couple days after Whitney Houston passed away say some shit to Maxine Waters like you must be smoking crack and on Xanax like Whitney Houston. Or the insults that they're doing to us now just blatantly all out in the open. And all we do is like, did you hear that, girl? Girl, did you hear that? Yeah, I heard the shit. Now what we going to do about it? You going to stop spending your money? You going to find out who these damn sponsors are that sponsor this crap? And then start taking our power back? And I guess if we stop spending the money, maybe some genius amongst us will figure out how to make the product that we buying from these people that we need to consume for ourselves and to be purchasers of stuff for ourselves. We got to do it. We got to do something because, like I said, it's only 3 grains left on the hourglass. What we going to do, y'all? Listen, in all that getting, get some understanding. I love y'all. And I hope that you love me. Don't hate the messenger. Just deal with the message. Y'all be cool. Hotel.